Welcome back to another podcast, Talks with A Money. I'm your host, A Money. Today's guest we have, I call him Country D.
How y'all doing? I'm D.
I'm gonna let him introduce himself a little bit.
Just a real nigga, that's it. That's all I can
say
about myself.
He a funny dude. Y'all gonna find out in the conversation. Today we gonna just have a little random conversation, you know, about loyalty amongst, we say loyalty amongst the brothers, but it's probably gonna evolve to everybody. How loyalty.
Everybody.
Yeah, how loyalty affects things. So how you want to kick it off? What you want to jump out with?
Whew, man, so many topics to start with. Man-to-man conversations. You know?
Yeah.
Man-to-man conversations. A man speaking to another grown man, if you say you're going to do something, that's exactly what you need to do. And if you don't do it, and that other man catches an attitude, you just gotta eat that bullet. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
Not saying that it's the actual bullet, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. That's a fact, man.
Eat that charge. If you want to punch in the mouth, you get punched in the mouth, man. Start over. But it ain't gonna keep happening.
Ain't gonna put your hands on me, but... Nah, like amongst, like, I get what you're saying, though, because it's like... But the new generation don't get that. That's like an old school thought, like, how we be thinking, because, like... You stand on your word. You ain't got nothing
exactly,
but your word.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly.
But niggas will put their word down, and then they be like, "Oh well, if a nigga want it, then you be
immediately."
Yeah. Then they be
immediately.
Like,
"Immediately."
When you respond
just
to
this
it
15 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
If you can look a man in the eye and tell him that you were going to do something as a man for this other grown man, then you need to do that. Flat out, just. You know?
Curry like that?
Curry straight like that.
Yeah.
If you gonna do it, do it. You know what I'm saying? Ever since I've known you, everything you said you was gonna do, hey, you did.
That's the only thing I can stand
I
on.
That.
That's the only thing I can stand on, bro.
That's what's happening.
I say you'll stand up guy, right?
You got niggas out here that just not built like that, then why would you put yourself in that situation? If you knew you weren't gonna do it, then don't tell me that you gonna do something.
But it takes a mature man to, like, you gotta start cutting yourself off from them.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Any nigga that don't show me no loyalty nowadays, that's why I got brothers. I don't really have too many, like, friends like that. And even my brothers, like, they cut up, you know what I'm saying? Because,
yeah,
like
that sometimes. I got a few brothers that we don't speak on a daily basis.
Yeah. I feel like the loyalty trumps all that, but you get, I don't know, bro, like, I don't know, man. I just, nowadays, how guys carry it in the street, like, I don't got time for all that. All that secondhand, all that behind your back, all that hating and all that, like,
yeah.
I'm just trying to do me, provide for my kids, and keep it moving. But you had a little situation, you know what I'm saying, that you had witnessed, you know what I'm saying? I wanna talk about that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
we can speak on that.
So you was telling me, like, pretty much it was a little amongst our homeboys, it was a little situation that had happened, right? And two homeboys kinda got into it. And you stepped in the middle and
yeah.
One homeboy swung at another homeboy, right? And you felt that was disrespectful. But before anything that... From when I was listening to it, from before a thought could happen, you responded to it, and you wound up putting him on his neck. Now, when I initially heard it, I said you was wrong. But then when you explained everything to me, it's like, if all y'all was homeboys, that should have never happened. So I would have to say that you was right, because in a man's environment... Shitting no man. That's why he was like, man, if a man wanna punch you in the mouth, he could punch you in the mouth. I was like, I don't know about putting your hands on me, because in that situation.
No. I was saying that being a reaction to something dumb that you did, like that situation right there. If you did something like that and you get knocked out,
right,
that's on you. You know what I'm saying? And that situation, he didn't swing on him. Nigga pulled a blade out on my cousin. It happened in a split second. He pulled the blade out. My cousin slapped it out of his hand, kicked it to the side. He was already in mid-air, and I was dropping him on his neck.
Yeah, I can't say you wrong for that.
Nah, I didn't know if whatever my cousin was going to do was going to work or not. But I'm standing right there. I'm not.
Now after that, did y'all stomp him out? Like, what happened after that?
Nah,
it was just done.
I went over there and held him down. I jumped on top of him and held him down. My cousin over there, yo, D, get off of him, yo. Why you do that? Why you? What you mean? Why did I do that? That nigga was trying to kill you. You know what I'm saying? He was trying to kill you. He pulled a knife out. I caught a mid-jab. And as I'm picking him up, my cousin slapping the knife out of his hand and kicking it to the side, and bam.
So you and Buddy still kick it? How you feel about Buddy?
Man, I ain't got two words for cuz. I ain't got two words for him. Not my cousin.
That's crazy.
I talk to my cousin every day, and every day I'm telling him the same thing. Yo, leave this nigga alone.
You got to, bro.
Stop dealing with this nigga. And this ain't the first time that it happened. You know what I'm saying?
Was y'all drinking?
He was. He was. My cousin was. All right, just came out the door. Cousin called me, yo, come around here. Made that drunk nigga smoke something though. I hate smoking with that nigga, man. Besides J's I roll, this nigga roll these little toothpick little J's. Nigga, you gotta roll 20 of them.
He pulled a blade out on him.
The first time. But he always doing disrespectful stuff like that. Always. Constantly.
So you felt like your loyalty to your cousin, like that's what.
And like I told him after the joint happened, because he over there crying. Them nigga bust out crying.
And he dropped.
Yeah, he bust out crying. He bust out crying. Man, I'm calling him every single name under the sun, man. And you know, I don't even cuss, man. I was a sailor that night, so I promise you. I called him every name in the book to try to get him to swing so I can really give him what I want to give him. You know what I'm saying?
I've been in that situation.
He's the only one in this whole neighborhood that got this nigga back. That got this nigga back and is keeping everybody in the neighborhood off of him. I told him, I said, well, I thought you would have stabbed me. Well, tried to stab me way before you tried to stab this nigga right here. This the only nigga that got your back around here.
You know you'll get it from the one closer to you before you get it from a stranger, though. That's what they say.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
But that's crazy, like, old boy to do some stuff like that. Like,
You gotta
tell your cousins.
You got disloyal fake niggas out here like that. You know what I'm saying?
But they be in your own circle, though. It be niggas in your own circle. And it be like, so how do you deal with that? Like as a growing man.
No. I don't want that in my life. I don't need that in my life. I ain't got to say nothing to you. But if you see me walk down the street, your best bet is to get to the other side of the street, though. You know what I'm saying? But trust and believe, I ain't never going to forget that.
Mm.
I can't trust you. You know what I'm saying? I just watched you try to... You make this nigga made me feel like a hoe. Did you mean to think that you was going to pull that off in front of me? And nothing was going to happen to you? You know what I'm saying? Mm. If that blade would have hit my cousin right here, because that's where he was jabbing for, right here around the midsection. If that blade would have went in there, that nigga would have never made a home that night. I would have dropped him on the next start him out and all that stuff. That's a crazy incident that should have never happened.
But maybe it was your place to be there, so you can stop that. Maybe it was your you know what I'm saying? You was the guardian angel that night to make sure nothing went down.
I'm always the guardian angel.
Mm-hmm. You seen that happen between them two before? Or you just know like it happened between them two?
It happened with whenever homeboy, him and my cousin out there joking, and he got scared for some reason. Cause they joking, and he goes in the house and grabs a gun for the other homeboy. You know what I'm saying? And now they out there, the same situation. Like, yo, nigga, you lost your mind. What is you doing? Again, the same nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, nigga sat in my own house in my living room and threatened my brother's life. Yeah.
Y'all gotta get away from him. Get away from him or kill him.
The same exact thing every time. You gonna say something like that out your mouth, standing right here in front of me, expect nothing to happen. Toss me the pistol, bro. Toss me the pistol. All right, now what you gonna do? Say what you said again. What did you just say?
But see, but niggas like that, they just all time. Talk though. Like he just
his little dumb nigga out.
I don't really feel like
he old head too. Niggas not even young. Nigga older than me.
So he just be trying y'all then.
Like 40, 42.
No, he ain't old.
Older than me.
Nigga, he ain't old. He old. He in the age right he can get hit in his mouth. He right exactly. Around my head. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly. That's old. What I'm saying.
Old man like 60, 70 years old. I can't hit you in your mouth. I'd have been with that nigga mouth. He did some stuff like that. But the whole pistol play, that's why a lot of niggas get
the nigga's foolish. He's foolish. Homeboy runs his mouth. He just runs his mouth.
Why y'all still be banging with him though? He did all that.
I don't. I'm trying to tell my cousin, yo, get away from this dude before this nigga get you killed or something, bro. And he's still rocking with this cat. Just last night, had the same argument outside. It's me and other niggas from this block. Mm-hmm. Out there telling him the exact same thing, like, yo, what is you doing? Away from this
man, you gotta get away from your cuz too then. If your cuz won't be around all that and you ain't with all that, then like, bro, you gotta get away from him too.
Well, we live next door to each other, so it ain't really too
but
much.
But it ain't but happen. What I'm saying is like you can live next door, like, but you ain't got to like, alright, last night, right? You ain't had to go outside.
But see, that's just my loyalty kicking in again. You know what I'm saying? You out there, I'm gonna come out there and make sure you good because apparently somebody got some animosity against you. And you still shaking hands with the nigga that got the animosity against you. You done seen him try to pull guns on other people. The nigga tried to stab you. Why are you still dealing with him? You know what I'm saying?
But you gonna put yourself in a sticky situation because...
So I'm gonna always be good. It's not a sticky situation.
I don't want you to respond to something then, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, then you're
in a sticky situation. Yeah, I'm gonna defuse the situation before something bad happens.
Right. That's the smartest thing.
You may not like the way I diffused it, but it had to be done. You know what I'm saying? The situation's done and over with now. You safe to go about your business. They're safe to go about their business. And I'm safe to go about my business. Talk about it later.
I can't be around that.
I ain't going to sit there and... Like, bro, me and you sitting out somewhere. Let's say we pull the bikes over somewhere. Somebody rolled up and tried to steal your bike. You think I'm gonna stand there and let this nigga steal your bike? If I got an opportunity to go ahead and knock this nigga out or, you know what I'm saying, defuse the situation, that's gonna happen, man. You gonna get up out of there. Mm. No questions asked. You know what I'm saying? Shoot. Ask a few of your brothers. Did they? All that guy do is say it one time. I'm like, what's happening?
So look at that, right? Look at that. How would you respond to a situation like this? You outside on the block one night, right? Nah, this is a true story. I don't care who hit it. If somebody swing on me, would you stand there? Out the blue too, right? Somebody swing on me, would you stand there? Or would you just let it be a one-on-one fight?
You say it was out the blue.
Mm-hmm.
If it was out the blue, nah, he swung on you. By the time you got up, he'd have been on the ground.
Oh, he ain't dropped me.
Well, shoot. By the time,
but it became a fight though. But and when I looked around, it's like the whole circle had spread out, right? But the circle was. My circle, so it was like, what's going on?
What's going on?
Like, yo, what's going on here, right? And then that thing was like, well, we was cool with him and cool with you, so like, you know, I ain't want to get in the middle of it, right? That's how I'm like, all right, right? This is early on in life, right? I'd have been in another situation where a nigga tried to blow my head off, right? And I got a man, and I got a homeboy, right, who know both of us. So he was playing at 50, right? He pretty much did the same thing. But this was gunplay, so you know it wasn't no a fight necessarily with a circle spreading, but you played the both field, like, bro, I ain't wanna get in the middle of it. But whole time, you was trying to find information out about me to get me. Because you told me that. I felt like you were still adding fuel to the fire. Cause I never knew that. But you told me, like, yo was trying to get information about me, so that made me want to get information about him, because I'm going to have to get you before you get me. But it all went back to that first situation I just told you about with the fight. Bro, I still stand 10 toes down by myself. I don't really care, like, I bang with my circle, but it's like, bro, I don't care about none of that, because at the end of the day, I know what it is. Even when I got locked up, right? Only whatever time I got locked up for, I still had to fend for myself. Like, wasn't nobody doing nothing for me? Wasn't nobody paying for my lawyer? Even with that other situation we talked about earlier with the nigga, that nigga ain't paying for my lawyer. That nigga ain't putting no money on my books. And when I said something about that, because I ain't had no money back then. What? So I got to get locked up when niggas get money? Yeah. When y'all niggas got in jail, I should go to jail. That's the best time when I'm gonna have a better chance to survive. And remember, did the same situation about the person, right? I was like, oh, the person don't fight, right? So you know that night, that person wasn't going to do nothing. That person was not going to do nothing. But I named two other people that, you know what I'm saying, they didn't step in either. They played it like, it is what it is, because they know both sides, da 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 da. Then the whole time, right, the person was like, he first heard type of way because I was looking at his girl or said something to his girl or something like that, right? Nigga, we was drinking, like, one, bro.
But did you know?
No, I don't even remember, like. I get.
You probably did.
listen.
You probably did.
If your girl failed me, right, it's not your girlfriend. So if you bring some little dummy around the block, right, you trying to finesse her and talk to her, but you bring around a whole group of niggas, and I just happen to be the flyest nigga around, I don't have to say nothing. I'm going to get attention regardless. I'm the light-skinned nigga in the group. I'm gonna get attention.
If she gives you attention, then
but that's, I didn't press. I didn't press Shorty.
He
should like,
be mad at you. He should be mad at her.
Nah, he found a certain type of way that night. Shorty, I was like, yo. Honestly, I really didn't press Shorty. Like, it was a little dumb little girl whole time. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got something on my finger and all that. I'm going in the house, like, bro, like, nigga, like, I'm not worried about no stupid little girl. But the principal, that's why after everything, that's what I found out what happened. But I still was mad because, like, how ain't nobody respond? Like, what the world? Because it was a reaction out of the blue. So he said, so obviously he felt some type of way, right? It was boiling in him. Then he just hauled off and, all right, cool. At that moment, it should have been the same moment with the knife situation. But everybody was kind of like, oh, what the hell? What's going on? Then I just had to respond and defend myself.
Hold on. Who was the one that hit you?
One of their homeboys.
Yeah, then it should have been that same way.
Nah, but they was like, well, we know both of y'all, so I ain't one. Nah.
If I was there, you know what happened.
Any real well, I can't say that. I'm about to be real disrespectful. But
everybody know, yo, y'all my brothers too. So if I'm sitting around and somebody that I don't know amongst y'all pop off on one of y'all, I'm gonna pop off on them.
I
ain't gonna let it happen. Nah. I don't know that nigga. I know y'all niggas. It ain't gonna happen.
They did.
It ain't going
to happen. I hope you take the notes, because if you get in that situation, hope you don't be
loyalty.
Looking.
Loyalty. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But where do your loyalty lie?
Some niggas have a line with their loyalty.
When that happen?
Some niggas have a line with their loyalty. Let me ask you this one, right? So what about when a nigga try to get me, right? All right. It was twice, actually. The same person, right? So one little incident, like, well, no, it wasn't twice. Because of that, it made the response to all this. So, yo pretty much had, like, walked down on me in front of Wichita House. I was sitting in front of Wichita House at the time, right? And, you know, I was moving however I was moving, what I was doing, you know, to get my, all right, so, they was trying to get whatever I had, right? Whole time, I was hitting niggas out the trunk. I was in my G35, I was hitting niggas out the trunk, right? But I had it in the back seat because I just had rolled up. So when they came to rob me, when he walked down on the car, he tried to rob me. They hit the trunk. The whole time I had four ounces in the back seat. So they never got none of my work. But they whipped out on me. Da 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 da. I screamed in the house for such and such to come out, right? So you know who, you know, you kind of seen everything that happened, right? When the situation was going down.
Did they have a fire in the house with them?
Yeah. But my
the house?
It was late, no, but it wasn't enough time. Listen, I ain't mad that they came out the house, but it was late, right? But what I want to ask you is, right, if you had seen that person, after you seen that person had tried to do that to me right then, how would you carry after that, though?
I probably would have robbed him. Same as that thing he did to you. I'd have whooped out on him. Lay down, nigga. You ain't got no money. Well, take off all your clothes.
But it was the same situation like the fight. It was like you had to stand 10 toes down by yourself. They didn't do nothing. I can't be mad that you didn't do nothing because I don't want to put you in no situation.
Maybe they didn't see it in time or hear you in time or whatever.
But I'm talking about after you found out and you know that person, but you never responded. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I say, like, your loyalty, everybody's loyalty has a line.
They still shaking hands with him the next day?
They don't shake hands with him, but they say it.
They speak to him and see him?
They could have caught him the same way he caught me.
Speak to him everywhere, you know.
No, I don't know really, because that person don't say nothing. He know my circle. So the person think that my whole circle is going to carry how I carry it. So when they see each other, he kind of like go a different way. You know what I'm saying? But so it's no conversation between. But I know on my end, them niggas not going to do nothing. They're not going to do nothing. Like, they not going to. He don't know that, but they're not
right,
going to do
right,
nothing.
Right, right, right.
So and everybody got fired.
Situation like that, you know, again, amongst brothers, you know what I'm saying? I'd be pissed off. I'd be highly pissed, but at least this nigga think that they're gonna react like me, you know what I'm saying? And when they see them,
let me tell you why I don't be pissed off, know? Right? Because you have to, who said it? DMX said it. You have to trust the person to be who they are.
Yeah.
You can't expect nobody to be more than who they are. That's what's going to make you mad, right? So if I expect them to be me in situations like that, that's what'll make me mad. Like, yo, why you don't respond? Like, what the hell? Like, but then it's like, bro, like, you not that. So I can't be mad. I only can respect you to be who you are. Like, who you are, I know who you are. So I know, like, if something happened, I know what it is. But I can't expect you to be nothing more than who you are and nothing less than that.
Right.
I can't be mad that so when you told me that situation right there, so now I know that If I got a whole nother situation, right? Now I stopped that one though. But I got swung on. I was having a party, right? My man brought his man, another nigga, Black brought his man to the joint, right? It was a Father's Day joint. I ran the club out to, you know what I'm saying? Because I felt like it was Father's Day. Niggas don't do nothing for Father's Day. So I wanted to celebrate my homeboys for Father's Day. He brought his homeboys. I told everybody with kids, like any nigga with kids, they can come. I got the club for the, you know, I got the whole joint, right? Yo passed me the blunt, and he felt like he should have got the blunt before I got the blunt because them two was homeboys, and then he swung on that. That was his reason. That was what he said. That was his reason for. But it was really hate. He was hating because I was up that night. Like, I'm out here. I got the club. Da 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 da. And it was like, bro, like, you didn't connect. You know what I'm saying? But it was like all of them was there. Now everybody was there. I told you, like, I had the rhythm, so everybody was there. But I told them because listen, cause what you call? I don't want to say his name, but he was there. He was ready. He like you. He was on it. He was ready to go to the car and all that, right? And I was like, nah, cause I had rented the club. I was like, it would have messed the money up. I still had to sell the bottles and all that, try to get my money back. So I was like, bro, we can't do nothing to that situation. But that was after the fight. That was after all that. I already knew that the rest of them weren't gonna do nothing. So I already knew that I was by myself.
Go to the car for nothing. Right then and there, when it happened.
No, that was, you would have got blown for some stuff like that, because that was
that nigga and drag him out the club.
We was outside. We was already outside. We was smoking outside. But I already known from the previous situations.
And everybody standing around.
It was like,
Me,
Witchicom was right there smoking, right? And let me think. Maybe it was like. Everybody wasn't outside.
It's three everybody out there.
It was me, my homeboy, and his homeboy, and we were smoking right there. And Wichita was outside, but he was down the street a little bit. We was in front of the club that we had, and I think he had to go inside to get, he went and got Baby Boy and all about the club. I can't say everybody was outside, but everybody came outside, but I did stop it. I can't lie. I stopped it. And I did get some slack. They was like, yo, we were supposed to respond. Wichita was like, yo, you got to do that. Because you know what he been, he institutionalized, so he like, yo, you can't let that happen. I'm like, bro, I had to get my money, like, you know what I'm saying? But I all knew.
But you didn't have to do nothing. It should have already been done the second that it happened.
But I knew the rest of them went with that. I knew the rest of them went, so it was all me. He was, but he was by himself, and he not, but this, the nigga was this. I was,
so what? It's still a bunch of y'all around.
Before I ask you to bust at the nigga, I'm going to bust at that nigga first, though.
He don't know who.
I know, but I ain't that man. I learned that though because none of the rest of them gonna respond. They not gonna respond. So I'm not. And then a real man, you gonna take that battle before
smash this nigga, man.
Bro, he would have smashed them, but I still would have hopped in. It would have been that type of situation.
Should turn around,
just it been that type of situation.
Just all of them standing there watching.
But, bro, I learned to stay 10 toes down by myself. I ain't gonna ask a nigga to do nothing. I ain't gonna do myself. In that situation, I didn't want it to happen because I wanted to make my money.
That's pissing me off because folks know me and know how I'm gonna react in a situation. They know me, you know? That's the reason why they keep me around. And I know them too, you know what I'm saying? And that's the reason why I stay around because I know.
Yo, that's funny that you say that, and then you say that you ain't know that Wichita don't fight.
Everybody knows everything. But no, I actually thought he did.
For real?
But come to think of it, I never seen him.
The bark bad, though.
Yeah,
the bark is bad. The bark is mean.
I had to hold this nigga back one time. He told me, I catch him a kid, he's going to punch me in the face. I left him alone.
You should have grabbed him again.
That's what I left him alone. All right,
the bark bad, though.
He ain't going to hit me, though.
The bark bad.
Go ahead. And still nothing happened. I was like, all right, what the heck, nigga. Come out here and smoke a cigarette.
Yeah.
We was at work, too.
But he'll keep a nigga like you around because he know when y'all go out, he good.
He always going to be good. You know what I'm saying? That's my brother too, man.
I love him dearly. But that's what you got to know where everybody stand. Yeah. You got to know where everybody stand. Right. Man, listen. The quietest one, you know the quietest one is the silent killing. The quietest one, when it come down, it he is the
silent. Who I think you talking about?
Yeah. He a solid killer. He not going to say nothing. Once you tick him off, bro, it is a wrap. That's the one that you really got to watch, bro. It's like, with his hands, bro. Like, yeah.
I can see that.
With his hands, bro, he the solid killer.
He a fighter.
Yeah. But he not going to jump. He not no front street. He not no street nigga. He not no street nigga. So, all that, like, so he still going to play. He like to keep everything calm.
Was he around in situations where he did nothing new? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. But listen, in all those situations, right, I was able to stand. You know what I'm saying? I felt like if I'd have went down, the silent killer would have came out and he would have protected me. But the silent killer stood there and was kind of like, well, he got it. Got it. The whole time, like, well, a little assistance here, please. Yo, just give me one. If you give me one good one, then I'll definitely be up and I can handle the rest of it.
Right.
I'll make it look good.
Slow him down a little bit.
Caught me off guard. Like, bro, like, what's going on? Like, give me a fighting chance. Like, I've never, like, I got in fights.
You gonna stand there and watch
bro,
it?
Bro, like, every time. I just told you three situations, but I had them right there, and it's kind of like, nobody never really tried, like, approached me straight up. It was kind of like, I'm gonna catch this nigga. Like, all right. And I feel like, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas always want to try to light skin nigga, but like, bro, like, at least try to fight me straight up, bro. Like, why you gotta catch me? Like, want some, like, bro, like, what's up, bro? Like, if you wanna fight, bro, tell me you wanna fight. And then 9 times out of 10, you know you ain't gonna wanna do that. Like, you know you ain't gonna wanna do that. And I ain't saying that I'm no fighter, but I'm gonna defend myself. I'm gonna defend myself. Like, I'm Mike Tyson. Yeah. Like, don't get it twisted, bro. Like, I'm biting it all. And if I feel like you taking me out, bro, like, hey,
shit.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lose this fight all the way. Cause I already know that everybody around me just gonna be watching. Yeah, it can't be, man. It's a fact. I ain't lie about nothing. Hey. I ain't lie about nothing. Hey. But it's a reality that like,
what's his name? Who's at work?
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? Told me one time. He's a he got a phone call or something, man.
Talk up.
They got a phone call or something, man, and the nigga was flipping out on the phone, so I go over there, tell him, you all right? Nah, situation going on. Nah. I'm about to ride away, chicken. I'm like, well, shoot. I'm going with you. We different job. It was in the middle of the work stream. We different job, but we able to do stuff like that because we are nice with it, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So we different job. I grabbed, nigga had one, you know, the little police baton inside the car. I grabbed that, put it inside my pocket. It was something about a nigga, beat up his female cousin or something. So I just wanted him to point the nigga out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was gonna crack him one good time and we getting back out of there. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be right across the face. Bah! As big as my arms is, I probably would have broke his whole jaw and we're gonna walk right back out and go back to work. We already had mm-hmm. all that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? Hey, just one good time. Just point him out.
What did he
do? Never pointed him out.
Yeah, you don't pay attention.
They're boring them out.
You don't pay attention.
I think we even seen Randall's Peoples. Ain't nobody pointing them out. I'm like, what is this?
I think I remember. I think it might have been the baby father or something like that.
In the middle of the work shift. Like, man, come on, man.
I told you the bark is worse than the bite.
Take me back to work, man.
The bark is worse than the bite, bro. If I talk about this album right here, niggas really gonna be mad. But the most recent one with the, you know, the last time with the situation that happened with the, and they do nothing. I was like, but.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, like, I don't care. But you can't expect nobody to be more than who they are. You only can expect them to be who they are, man.
Yeah.
So you learn in those situations right there, they not really like that.
Definitely right about that.
They're not really like that, but it be all cool though. But so how do you be loyal to a person like that? If you know that in a situation that you probably gonna have to stand 10 toes down by yourself.
Love and the bond gotta go deeper than that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it is what it is, you know? You loyal to who you loyal to. That's it. Yeah. I can't sit around and watch nothing happen to none of y'all.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm there, something gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't stand there and sit there and watch nothing happen to none of y'all. And that's where my loyalty stands at with y'all.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Same thing goes for my family. That's where my loyalty relies, you know, stands at.
See, but like,
I ain't letting nobody do nothing.
But you gotta understand though, bro. Like, we still we got
even if it's another cousin or
we got a little bit of age gap on them, and I don't really know all your full background, but you gotta understand like certain people was sheltered. You know what I'm saying? They didn't really have that. So they don't really like.
Well, none of my brothers sheltered, but ain't none of my brothers quite like me. You know, and all three of my brothers know that. You know,
what I'm the saying? The one that I met with the car, right? Would he get down like that? That's the one he in the
He
got a little temper.
You have to seriously push him. Mm-hmm. You have to like seriously push him.
No. But if he was there, and somebody swung on you, what's his reaction?
I think he probably gonna scoop him nigga too.
Quick. I feel like that about him. I don't think I met your other brother.
Yeah. My other brother will do the same thing, but if it's like something going down with them, they're not gonna jump. Do anything. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But they already know, if I'm sitting right there...
You gonna do it.
I ain't got no other choice. Because that's where my loyalty lies. I don't know this nigga. He ain't no kin to me. Mm. You know what I mean? Shoot, you are somebody homeboy out here, but guess what? We're going to have to deal with that later. But you ain't about to do nothing to my brother.
Yeah.
And I'm going to stop it real quick. It ain't going to be a whole lot of tussling and rolling around. I'm old. I got a good 5 seconds in it. Something going to happen.
Oh, we got to get in the gym.
If I can't stop it in 5 seconds, something going to happen. Oh, yeah.
You got to get in the gym. You look good, sister. What you call, though, since you know what I'm saying?
I had my little speed.
I keep telling everybody you 10 toes down, but you your equilibrium be a little off sometimes.
It's still off.
But you a solid guy, though. You still got a whole bunch of pins in there. Sheesh.
I got a metal rod going down here and 9 screws. It's like a question mark. I know y'all can't see it, but it's like a question mark.
Well, I like a bike injury, and you'll ride motorcycles and then you get out on a motorcycle. You can tell a girl you fell on a motorcycle, she might give you something for that.
You know what? I started to do that, but you know the reason why?
I'm a dumb.
You know the reason why I didn't start to do that?
Why?
Because I knew y'all niggas was going to clown me. Nigga was dumb.
Nigga, if you get it, how you get it,
y'all going to clown me, but nah, that ain't even what happened. I fell on my steps.
Oh, you was going to tell us you fell on a motorcycle. Oh, yeah, bro.
Nah, I wasn't going to tell y'all that. I was going to tell the chicks that.
You can't. I ain't mad at you. Just don't tell them what my audience can. They didn't
go know. Well, shoot, who you talking to, man?
But nah, bro. What you call just sent me a bike earlier? Yo sent me a bike. I'll show you right now.
Who was it?
A V-Star. I told him I paid like $900. Bro, I'm trying to start another business. So, as soon as I try to start another business, then all these other opportunities come through. The dude won 15. I said, I'll give him 9. Man. He said he'd been sitting. He never rode it.
You wanted like a highway trooper coming down the road.
You know that's what I want. That's what I've been looking for.
Sure, yeah, go for it. 900?
That's my offer. That's my offer for
how much you want?
15.
Dang, you dropped that low.
Well, you know me, can't play no game with me,
He dropped that low.
Because he asked him, right? Because he's smart, right? Because he know, surely listen. Don't never get nobody no number. So he asked him, what did you want for it, right? That's what do you say he want for. He like, well, I'll take that, you know. Like, he said around about that, right? So around about that. Already, I'm already at a bang. Then I look at the bike and you tell me what's going on with it. Yeah, bro, between $700 and $900. You never rode it, you know what I'm saying? Your wife bought it, she died, whatever.
He never rode the bike.
It just been sitting. But it been sitting for a year, so you know a bike, you still got maintenance, the bike and all that. So, bro, $900, bro, at its best. I don't even know, and then we got no engine size. You know I ran through my first bike. I ran through that bike in one season, bro. I kicked all of y'all tails in that bike. Anyway, all y'all, I'm telling you. I burnt all of them. My first year riding a bike. Niggas thought I was an expert riding a bike. Tell the truth. Damn, what's your first bike? Yeah. Right. I watch YouTube. YouTube University.
This nigga say YouTube.
I'm a graduate of YouTube University. You can find anything on YouTube, bro.
Yeah.
Anything. I didn't even believe it, right? When they say you can do anything on YouTube, you know, y'all could, you know, the people can listen to this. Because I ain't do nothing with it. But you can look up a pipe bomb on there, bro.
I did the same thing.
I was like, I stopped searching it because I ain't want to get in trouble. But I was like, damn, you can really look up a pipe bomb on YouTube? They don't show you the real materials, but they show you how to put it together, the basics, the principles of it. That's why these little white kids be doing all that. They ain't got to go through nothing to do all that. They could just be looking at YouTube nah, bro, you can learn everything on YouTube.
I did the same thing with the bike, though.
But YouTube did? Bro, you had YouTube how to lean in, how to ride it, bro, before I got on there, and then it's I do got a bit of a competitive spirit, right? So, I wasn't competing with y'all because in my mind, y'all was whack. I was trying to ride with the big boys.
And you had no problem telling us, too.
Y'all was whack.
Yeah, no problem telling us.
Bro, when we all got bikes, right?
Yeah.
If you gotta imagine, y'all thought I had experience.
Everybody has zero experience. So when we jump on these bikes, everybody has zero experience. And here it is, y'all riding 20 miles an hour, and I'm doing 50, and I'm like, bro, just hit the gas.
Y'all niggas had me on the highway going to Aberdeen the first day I bought the bike. Like, man.
I bought my bike, like, in Frederick somewhere and had to ride it home.
I was 17.
Bro.
Had me on the highway.
Bro, I hadn't ridden since I went down like Tennessee or something like that. Oh, my cousin schooled it.
I was busting 90 the first day.
Yeah, you lying. This nigga lied. This nigga, he kept saying he was doing 90. We be on local traffic waiting for him. He kept looking at the RPM stuff. Oh man, yo, I'm trying to tell you, like, bro, everybody had zero experience, and I just took off on y'all.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, no. I ain't gonna lie. Truck driver shorty, he can ride. He good. But he still wasn't like, he got me in the turns. He really studied, like, and he bought gear. I ain't gonna lie, bro, going around a turn at 120 miles an hour on a bike is different. It's different, bro. It's like in the car I could drift a little bit, drift lanes and all that. You good. But, bro, on that bike, y'all niggas was... I can't wait to ride again, though. But I'm going to get a Harley, though, because, listen, and that one season, I probably knew, like, 10 people that went down, and 3 people died.
I still ride now.
Yeah, you bugging. I mean, I rode to bike day. I went out and rode to bike day. Like,
if it's a nice day, I get out there and...
Bro, I told y'all why I bought a bike, though. Y'all really thought it was a game. I did not buy a bike to ride it.
What you bought it for?
For the girls.
Oh,
and I got a lot of them. All you gotta do is pull out with the bike, bro. Right. Turn your bike off. Your bike don't gotta be running or nothing like that. And my bike was plain. And I made the party pop. I bought my bike to get girls, and that's what I got. So now I'm gonna get a Harley, and I'm gonna just get some different girls.
Yeah.
I don't want them young girls, because they just hop.
If I'm sitting around you, man, I know something's gonna be entertaining.
Yeah, I mean,
something's gonna be entertaining. Somebody gonna say something to somebody. Something's gonna happen.
I like females, so I like to be around females.
We all do.
Nah, niggas talk that talk, but they don't got that walk.
Yeah, hey.
Niggas bring me to the party to get the party started. I'm
by
like,
bro. By the time I look up, you know it's not an age. Shoot, I ain't got nothing to say.
No, but you, I see what your little post be posted. I be seeing your little, I be trying to meet the little MTA one. You said that's your. I was like, yo, let me come over the house with the MTA chick there. He gonna be mad. You said that's your friend. I'm gonna see if that's your friend or not.
Yeah, we gonna see.
Yeah,
we gonna see.
Y'all look cool.
I'm kind of interested to see how that's gonna turn out too.
But I seen that in the video. I was like, oh, she cute. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like. Yeah, we went to the. I told you I pulled up. What you call them last night, right?
Thick one or the slim one?
She kind of brown skin.
The slim one.
Yeah, she was sitting in this chair when I seen her.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. Oh. Oh, but it say best friend though. You hit it. All right, well, then that's what I'm saying. It's off limits. See, I'm the type of guy, like, you have to tell me, bro. Like, niggas be like,
just my friend, though.
Nah, but that's off limits. If you already hit it, bro, like, listen, niggas get mad. Because niggas be like, oh, I'm going to try A and see if he can get it. A going to get it. A is going to get it. Like, so don't do it, bro. Don't do it to yourself. If you already hit it, don't get your feelings hurt. Because I'm going to hit it, too.
Nah. All I say is be honest with Shorty, you know what I'm saying?
Be honest with him.
Don't lie to him and purposely.
See, that's why I don't want to hit it. I don't want to hit it. How is it stipulations to a girl? How is it stipulations to...
Because that's my peoples. I don't want you to hurt, you know, purposely dog.
And I'm telling you right now, all I want to do is hit it. And then see, because you...
then y'all work that out. But shoot.
But because you already have a type of situation with her, then it makes it like, I'm not going to involve myself like that. Bro, because somebody going to get hurt in the situation. I'm telling you up front that I ain't going to get hurt. So I'm be like, no, I'm a respectful guy.
that's when y'all two as adults work that out. If,
no, you
if,
already hit on this.
If that's the agreement, y'all smashing, hey, that's the agreement. But
she said smashing is smash duh.
One time.
Bro, I got 3 strikes and you out, bro. My man, rest his soul. I found out he died. I think he died this year. Yo told me, right? I was young. And I told all the brothers this, right? I was like, he was like, if you hit a girl more than 3 times, you're in a relationship.
Nah.
I don't never had sex with a girl more than 3 times, ever. Well, I try not to. Think about it. After the 3rd time you had sex with that girl, she be trying to call you babe and all this.
Man?
Huh?
You
in
a relationship now?
I ain't got no girlfriend, no.
Okay.
Nope. I don't bang more than 3 times. Like, straight up. And you better stretch that 3 times. So I already know going to the situation, I'm not trying to hit you more than 3 times. I try to stretch it out. I don't be trying to like go like back to back to back to back. You better, I'm cool with that once a week or once a week. So I'm telling too much there. So if you got like 3 or 4 girls, right? I can hit 1 girl this week. I'm not going to hit her next week. I mean, I'm not going to hit her the same week. But I can hit a different girl the same week. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't hit her twice back to back. So hers is going to be spread out. So, but then you got to cut all them off after a while. But I don't got no girls. I'm single. I'm just taking care of my children right now. I ain't doing nothing. I'm just trying to get money and start some companies.
Take care of the children.
Yeah, that's it, bro. Like, that's all I can do. I'm on my way to being a millionaire. I think like...
that's right.
Like the successful level. But I'm not trying to be a millionaire for myself. I'm trying to build something for my children. Like for their children. Mm-hmm. So they can have residual income. My whole goal is for them not to work ever. So all the fun I had, you know what I'm saying? Like... Bro, you've been around me like I didn't did it. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to travel, man. I'm going to Mexico for my birthday. What's up?
Oh, shoot.
You got your passport? March. You got time? I'll tell you off air where I'm going at because it's a special resort.
Okay.
All your food and drinks included. So, is it like...
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah, it's cool. It's all inclusive. You just gotta get your plane ticket and then you're good. But yeah, I'm trying to travel now, bro. Like, I'm old, so like, all that standing around in town and it ain't. What we doing?
Nah, you gotta look at the town that we in. I mean,
it
really ain't too much to do out here besides go outside and get shot.
That's it. That's it, bro. And I'm trying to be successful, so it's honestly like, I don't wanna get ate up in my own town, so I'm trying, like, I wanna move out of here and all that.
Every day, somebody gun down. That's crazy.
I knew I was coming here, so I ain't need to bring nothing. But like, bro, when I it depends where I go, where I had to carry, bro. You know what I'm saying? I got papers to carry, so it's
you know what? I got something for you too.
Hold up, you need to talk off. Hey, bro, what you doing?
Hold up, hold up. I got a gift for you.
Oh man,
I got a gift.
What do you need to talk off? Hey, stuff. It might have to end this show early. He's like, no, we good.
Nah, I supposed to give these to you a long time ago.
Oh my man. My man, I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, Oh yeah, I appreciate that, bro. I owe you nothing. What I owe you?
Nothing.
I appreciate that.
Uh-huh.
Appreciate that, cause that definitely can't. Yeah. But anyway, what else we gonna talk about today? We done covered a lot of stuff. This loyalty thing.
Yeah.
That's when we started that.
It's all out of love, though. Hope nobody get all feelings about nothing. It's all out of love.
Bro, I say this. If they want to get mad, come on the show. Let's talk.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nobody can't get mad, though. Can't nobody get mad.
No, because it was all the truth. Can't get mad at the truth.
Oh, it's going to be a good... we're going to have to do a recap to this. Once everybody hear this, we're going to have to do a good recap to this.
Just get everybody else on here.
Bro, if the scheduling be so hard to try to get everybody together, like...
Sunday. What everybody doing on a Sunday?
Man, them niggas be so...
The whole church in here.
I tried. We were supposed to do it. We were supposed to do everybody get together one Sunday and do it. Then it's like, truck driver Shorty, he be MIA. Like, he might be on the road. He be at the, like, he got a whole little family now.
Yeah,
like, I'm proud of him. Like, he got a whole little family situation now.
I know.
You know, what you call him, he I would say he home kissing. But he pretty much, I don't know what he's doing, you know what I'm saying? He talking to me right
about,
now.
What do you think about doing with all the women?
No, they don't. Everybody don't want that girl to know about it because what we talk about. She talking about her. But that's why I say don't say nothing incriminating. Like, yeah, but like, listen.
But if it was possible, that'd be a good shot.
Yeah, they. I mean.
That'd be very interesting.
With us two interviewing them, we gonna talk about some stuff. But you know, everybody else gonna be mad. They gonna be mad because you know the girls already like, all right. So I did tell.
What they say out their mouth.
No, they don't. They want to come on though. So listen, I told what you call. I told my little what you call, and she. That's why Fat Boy got mad because he was like, yo, why you tell her that? But she never listened to it, I don't think, right? But I did tell her, yo, you can come on because I want her home girl. Stop trying to get everybody like perspective on different things. Like, yeah. Not just our perspective, but I do be wanting them to hear how we feel about certain situations.
It's nice to just sit back and talk, you know?
But yeah, we can interview some ladies, but I don't think not them ladies though because they're going to be hot about that one, bro.
That's turning to a reality show.
See, I ain't with showing my face and saying my name, so y'all can do the YouTube. Somebody asked you about the YouTube, but I'm like, bro, I'm not doing no YouTube. I'm not like, I'm building empires for my children, right? So, of course, this is a different stream of income, right? That I can, it's going to be residual for them forever, you know, as long as the show is running. Mm-hmm. But I'm not no looker, not like that, so I'm not trying to be out here, be on YouTube and have that. Gotta get sheep every day, worry about your headline and all that. Like, nah, bro, like...
It ain't gotta be that type of podcast.
Nah, you talking about reality show, but I'm not about to get out here looking crazy. Oh. And then I'm gonna make sure everybody else on the show ain't looking crazy. Like, you gonna have to represent. Like, nah, we good. Like, y'all wanna get on YouTube, do all that. I'm gonna laugh at y'all.
Show, reality show.
Yeah, y'all niggas be here. I'm good. I'm building the faceless brand. I'm building the faceless brand, bro. Like, I'm good. But no, like you should definitely look into it. I'll be seeing your TikTok though, so you should look into the YouTube, bro. YouTube ain't nothing to start. It's literally nothing to start the YouTube. After 200 subscribers, then you can start getting paid. I got a thing this morning about my CPM. You know about that?
No, what's that?
That's when you get paid off of your views.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
I actually got a YouTube page.
For real?
Yeah, got my some of my poetry on it.
What's up? Why you gotta send a link? When you follow your joint, you gotta get, once you get the followers up, once you get the 200, you can start getting paid when people watch your video. Yeah. You can add the commercial.
Yeah. I'm gonna put more on there before I send it back out.
Man, yo got poetry, this guy.
Yeah. I'm good.
So you a chef, you a poet. I see you over here, you got your art skills up. What else you do?
I've written wedding vows, my own girl kids essays.
Don't you be singing? Don't you? I be seeing you in the mirror and stuff.
No, definitely not. No.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to ask your best friend. You think she'll come on the show?
I'm sure she will.
Yeah, what's up? Set up a time. We can if she come on like the same time as right now.
I can do that.
We can swing on that. She got cool intake on things, cool viewpoint. Yeah, she can talk.
She definitely does. Yeah. She'll definitely talk.
Good. We're gonna wrap this one up for the day though. So we get back with y'all next time.